WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We begin with startling news of a crime at one of the world's most famous museums. Reports say chainsaw-wielding robbers fled with jewelry after attacking the Louvre in Paris as it was opening this morning. The museum is the home of the Mona Lisa and the wedding feast at Cana. The State Department says it has credible reports that Hamas could violate the ceasefire with an attack on Palestinian civilians in Gaza. The BBC's Frank Gardner reports from Jerusalem.
Hamas is vigorously denied this report, saying they've no plans to carry out an imminent attack on anybody. If such an attack were to take place, that would be in contravention of points 13 and 14 of the 20-point Trump peace plan.
American officials say if Hamas proceeds with the attack, measures will be taken to protect the people of Gaza and preserve the integrity of the ceasefire. Israel, meanwhile, says Hamas handed over two coffins of deceased hostages from Gaza late yesterday. Hamas has now handed over the remains of 12 of the 28 dead hostages, a key step in the week-old ceasefire process meant to end 2 years of war. Hamas says devastation and Israeli military control of some areas of the Gaza Strip have slowed the handover. Organizers of the anti-Trump No Kings protests say millions of people showed up in all 50 states and the District of Columbia during a total of 2,600 protests. CBS's Ali Bauman reports from Morristown, New Jersey.
This county has deep roots in the nation's founding, known as the military capital of the American Revolution.
Our forefathers fought off kings and said no kings for the first time. So it is full circle.
Judy Kelly is one of the local organizers.
To defend democracy on this land, it does mean a lot to all of us.
This veteran protested in Texas.
I believe in democracy. I fought for democracy.
Even if you're divorced, you probably haven't soured on marriage. At least that's what the numbers say.
Divorced Americans might not have to worry about being alone. Chances are remarriage is in their future. That's according to an analysis of federal data by the Pew Research Center. Pew says about 1.8 million Americans got divorced in 2023, but eventually two-thirds of divorced Americans marry again. Men and women are remarrying at a fairly similar rate, though divorced men are slightly more likely to remarry than women, Pew found. A slight caveat the analysis showed was that widows are less likely to remarry than women who have been divorced. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The study found that almost half of divorced Americans who remarry have a child with their new spouse. Police in Milwaukee investigating a shooting that took place last night near Marquette University. Three people have serious injuries. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Think Verizon, the best 5G network is expensive? Think again. Bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to a Verizon store today and we'll give you a better deal. Now what to do with your unwanted bills? Maybe turn them into paper airplanes headed to see and ever AT&T and T-Mobile. Jokes aside, the best 5G network has you covered with the most ways to save on plans, streaming, and phone deals. So bring in your bill to your local Verizon store today and we'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on RootMetric True Score Report data 1H 2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid consumer mobile bill data within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person redeeming the deal. Additional terms apply.
Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
A very big pop star has made a very big donation to a very sick little girl.
Taylor Swift donated $100,000 to 2-year-old Lila Smoot, who's battling brain cancer. On TikTok, the little girl called Swift her friend.
She's your friend.
Her mom posted that Swift's music has helped her daughter during even the worst days of chemotherapy. They set up a GoFundMe page to help with the medical costs, and along with the generous donation, Swift wrote, quote, sending the biggest hug to my friend, Lila. Love, Taylor. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
The big ship has caught fire in the Gulf of Aden off Yemen. One person was killed, another is believed to still be on the vessel, and the rest of the crew has abandoned ship. British reports suggest a projectile hit the ship, but the EU says the fire appears to be an accident. Officials are warning the vessel could explode. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Showers through about mid-morning, otherwise breezy and much colder with high temperatures only in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, mostly clear with lows in the lower 40s. A bit warmer on Monday with plenty of sunshine, highs in the low to mid 60s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
You came and you took control. You touch my very soul. You always show me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. Thank you, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love you so much, you see. You're even in my dreams.
Fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll
passion, don't be slow. No, and I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
Left me with a broken heart, one victory, portable food. Oh yeah, I was a fool. The day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah,
poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Thank you.
News and Timeless Hits. WRJN.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
Looking for a new career or valuable resources right here in Racine? Join the City of Racine Human Resources Department Job and Resource Fair, Thursday, October 23rd from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Humble Park Community Center. Meet face-to-face with recruiters, explore career paths, and discover services from departments like City Development, Fire, Police, Parks, Recreation, and more. Don't miss the chance for opportunities that can shape your future. Racine Job Fair, October 23rd at Humble Park. For details, visit cityofracine.org. Your future starts here.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are falling, and now's a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
feel like a man inside. Baby, baby. But if I'd been a man in reality, you'd still be here, baby, loving me. Now the night's alone and lonely, and I ain't too strong, babe. I just miss you so. And you're too proud, I won't give in. But when I think about all I can win, I keep working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. I'm working my way back to you, babe, and the happiness that died, I let it get away. Playing every day.
That help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRJN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Yes, baby. Ooh, how sweet it is to be loved.
Without you in my life, everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before, but you brighten up all my day with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby.
Imagine if the world as black. say to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
Growing up free and wild. In the misty morning fog with our hearts a-thumping and you, a brown-eyed girl. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding high a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la.
WRJN.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Scene one meal at a time.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Progressive knows owning a home can be hard, but not always. Like when you're relaxing on your patio, enjoying a nice quiet evening. Ah, so quiet. Except for the sound of the neighbor's party. which you said you'd go to if you weren't busy. And your quiet night on the patio, that's not exactly busy, is it? Maybe you should just stay inside. At least Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare rates, so shopping for insurance is the easiest part of owning a home. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you?
WZTI Greenfield.
CBS News Brief. Daring robbers have reportedly stolen priceless jewelry from the Louvre in Paris, the museum that's home to the Mona Lisa. The BBC's Hugh Schofield is in Paris.
In this Apollo Gallery, which is a very ornate gallery containing what remains of the French crown jewels, they robbed a number of these items of jewelry. One newspaper is saying 9 items, but that's not being confirmed.
Organizers of the anti-Trump No Kings protests say millions of people turned out nationwide in all 50 states and the District of Columbia.
I want to be able to tell my future children that I was here, that I stood on the right side of history.
Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says the government shutdown could end if the president promises to negotiate on the return of subsidies for health insurance premiums.
We just want an agreement from the president that a deal is a deal. If we shake hands on a deal, that you won't unilaterally cancel it next week.
This is day 19 of the shutdown. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.